Coming up on episode number 993, it's probably the most requested type of episode that I get here on Coverville, and that is the degrees of coveration. Today, 11 degrees of coveration. I'll explain what that means. It is the well-rounded 11 degrees of coveration, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, September 24th, 2013. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, yes, degrees of coveration. So let me explain how this works. Play song A, which is a cover of artist B. Let's try this again. We play the first song, which is band A covering band B. Then song number two is band B covering band C. And we go all the way, so on and so on, for 11 tracks. When I say it's well-rounded, it's because we're going to begin with You Spin Me Round, and we're going to end with Circle. So let's go ahead and get to it. Starting with You Spin Me Round, originally by Dead or Alive, this is by the 70s band Sweet, and they included this on their 2012 band New York Connection. Here is Sweet and You Spin Me Round.
She is benediction. She is addicted to heat. She is the root connection, and she is connecting with me. Here I go and I don't know why I spin so ceaselessly. Could it be who's taking over me? I'm dancing barefoot, headed for a spin. Some strange music drags me in. Essence of me, she is concentrating on him who was chosen by she. Here I go and I don't know why I spin so ceaselessly. Could it be he's taking over me? I'm dancing. Intoxicated by the she has the slowest sensation that he is levitating with she. Here I go and I don't know why I spin so ceaselessly till I lose my sense of gravity. I'm dancing.
From her album 12 from 2007, that is Patti Smith with her cover of Everybody Wants to Rule the World, originally by Tears for Fears. That 12 album, 12 covers on there, everything from Jimi Hendrix to the Beatles on there, covered by Patti Smith. Great stuff. Right before that, covering Patti Smith was U2. From their B-sides 1980 to 1990, that was Dancing Barefoot. They actually have a couple ways you can get that B-sides album. You've got to get either the import version of 1980 to 1990, like I have, or the full box set, the three-disc set from U2 that's got 1980 to 2000 and the B-sides all in one box set. Great box set, by the way, to have if you don't have a lot of those U2 maybe early albums, or maybe you're missing a few albums here and there. That's a great box set to pick up. Covering U2 was Dead or Alive, doing their version of Even Better Than the Real Thing from an EP entitled Even Better Than the Real Thing. Has their covers of Pop Life, a remixed, or actually a re-recorded version of You Spin Me Round on there. Dead or Alive with their cover of U2's Even Better Than the Real Thing from 2007. And from last year's album by Sweet, New York Connection, that was You Spin Me Round, of course, originally by Dead or Alive. And of course, you can probably guess that when we come back from the break, We're going to be hearing a song by Tears for Fears, but who are they going to be covering? That's the question. We'll find out that in just a minute. Speaking of chains, a lot of great things you can put on a chain, like the Starfleet logo, the Rutherford Bohr model Atom necklace, maybe the Doctor Who, the TARDIS, or a soft kitty, or DNA. I'm talking about things you can get at thinkgeek.com, the sponsor for this half of Coverville. Lots of great necklaces and chains that you can get with whatever geeky thing you're into represented right there on it. In addition to necklaces, they've also got keychains. You can get a Doctor Who pocket watch, or a Victorian style pocket watch. Heck, even a pocket chainsaw is available for you right there at thinkgeek.com. Stuff for smart masses. When you're ready to buy, go to coverville.com. Go to the right side of the page and click on the link for ThinkGeek. That'll take you over to their site. And anything you buy from them helps Coverville out, whether or not it comes on a long, dangly piece of metal. Anything you buy helps out with Coverville. So visit Coverville, which will take you to thinkgeek.com, stuff for smart masses. All right, I promised you that set two would begin with Tears for Fears, and I'm not lying. I'm not not at all going to be speaking out of school. Now, they had a B-sides and rarities album of their own in 1996 called Saturnine, Marshall, and Lunatic. Had some great stuff on there. There was a song called Pharaohs, which was a slowed-down version of Everybody Wants to Rule the World. It was really, really cool. An instrumental slowed-down version of the, actually, of the instrumental break that occurs in the middle of that song. Really worth picking up, and not for, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, if for no other reason than for this David Bowie cover. It's Tears for Fears and their cover of Ashes to Ashes right here from their 1996 B-sides collection, Saturnine, Marshall, and Lunatic.
The shooting of nothing is killing. my life so wonderful. cock and I want to rock. I want to get a belly full of beer. My old man's drunker than a barrel full of monkeys, and my old lady, she don't care. My sister looks cute in her braces and boots and a handful of grease in her hair.
So it worked like this. Elton John covered Pinball Wizard by The Who, and The Who paid him back by covering Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. That one was included on the 1991 tribute, two rooms celebrating the songs of Elton John and Bernie Taupin. The Who right there. Prior to that, it was The Who getting covered by David Bowie, Pictures of Lily from a 2001 tribute to The Who called Substitute. Tears for Fears began that set with a cover of David Bowie, Ashes to Ashes, a very similar sounding version, maybe a little bit more lush, a little bit more instrumentation than the original David Bowie version. You'll find that on their 1996 B-sides collection, Saturnine, Marshall, and Lunatic, a great, great Tears for Fears album that isn't even a true studio album. It's a collection. It's still a great one to have. So you've probably figured out that we're going to begin the last set of music with a cover by Elton John. We're going to go way, way back, though, way back into the 70s with a cover that Elton John did, probably either before or right as he was starting to get big. This was included on the Chartbusters Go Pop album, which collected a bunch of those really early Elton John covers. Here is his version of the song by Creedence Clearwater Revival, Traveling Band.
To the hotel, baggage gone. Oh well, come on, come on, won't you get me to the room?
the street last night. She seemed so glad to see me, I just smiled. And we talked about some old times, and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy after all these years. I'm still crazy after all these years. I'm not the kind of man who tends to socialize. I seem to lean on old familiar ways. And I ain't no fool for love songs that whisper in my ear. Still crazy after all these years. Said I know I am. I'm just crazy after all these years. Yeah, I am. Yes, I am. It's 4 in the morning, and I'm tapped out, yawning, longing my life away. I'll never worry, why should I? I feel I'll do some damage one fine day. But I would not be convicted by a jury of my peers. Still crazy after all the years. Say, don't you know that
of you know that these are all Paul Simon songs that we're singing. There is, amongst the 23 or 24 songs that Paul has written, there's one that we have never recorded. It's about the only one. And a group called The Circle beat us to it, recorded it, and sold 890,000 copies of it, called Red Rubber Ball.
I should have known you'd bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Secrets I confide to you, I'm just an ornament, something for your bride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. With nothing to recall, I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride to be is nearly at an end. I bought my tickets with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Whoa, I think over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Whoa, it's bouncing and it's shining like a red rubber ball.
It's only right, you know, Simon and Garfunkel covering a song that Simon wrote to kind of close out this episode. Simon and Garfunkel from their box set Old Friends, which came out in 1997 with their cover of Red Rubber Ball, originally released by Circle anyway, written by Paul Simon. Ray Charles covering Paul Simon right before that was Still Crazy After All These Years from his 2009 album My World. The Nighttime is the Right Time by Creedence Clearwater Revival. That one is part of a collection that was re-released in 2009 called Creedence Covers the Classics. It's got all that stuff on there. It's got Susie Q and a bunch of the other covers they did, none are coming to mind right now, obviously, but that Ray Charles cover is on there as well. And starting things off with a cover of Creedence Clearwater Revival by Elton John, Travelin' Band, that one from the Chartbusters Go Pop CD, which collected a bunch of old Elton John covers and presented them way back. Well, they were recorded way back in the 60s and 70s, but that album was released just a few years ago as kind of a tribute to Elton John. And with that, after those 11 tracks, we're going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you've got a request, an idea, suggestion, whatever, I want to hear about it. Email me, requests at coverville.com. If you're a citizen, you can use that citizens at coverville.com email address, by the way. Requests at coverville.com is the email address I want you to use for your requests. You can also call the request line. It is a toll-free number. It's 1-877-7-COVER-9. It's actually a toll-free recording. You won't get me. You won't get to talk to me. You're going to get a recording, and on that recording, I want you to leave your request, just like you're calling into a radio station, just like that. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. Of course, everything else you can find right there at coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. You can download previous episodes. You can buy the Coverville DVD anthology set. Get all the episodes from 1 all the way up to 900, and pretty soon we're going to extend that all the way to 1,000, so keep your eyes open for that. All that stuff right there at coverville.com. We'll be back on Thursday with another cover story edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you're going to hear podcasts so good, they'll keep you nice and well-rounded.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.